I'd like to welcome everyone to our Sunday morning Bible study. This morning we're going to be in Daniel, chapter 11. And I know Dave got up to verse 7, but I'm going to start with verse 1 here in that chapter. I'm pretty sure that here in the next few weeks, we'll be able to get through the next two chapters here that's left in Daniel. And I know Tom and Dave and I have been talking about what our study will be after that. I know for myself, I have a couple ideas, but if you guys have any, let us know.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need for somebody else.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if you guys have an interest book or something like that, let us know, and that way we can kind of get ready and get started with studying it. But just let one of us know, and that way we can start doing the planning and be able to get ready to do it. But we'll be in Daniel chapter 11 and starting with verse 1. And like I said, I know Dave covered the first seven verses of this, but I thought I would start back just there to kind of get started off. But in verse 1 of chapter 11, it says, "Also in the first year of Darius in Merah, even if I stood to confirm and to strengthen him, and now I will assure thee truth, behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up all against the rims of Gria. And a mighty king shall stand up and shall rule with great and to according to his will. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven, and not to his nor according to his garment, which he ruled for his kingdom, shall be plucked up even for others besides others, those. And the king of the south shall be strong, and one of his princes, and shall be strong above him, and have dominance, and his dominance shall be a great dominance. In the end of the year, they shall join themselves together, for the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement, but she shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall he stand nor his arm, but he shall be given up. And they brought her, and he that begotten her, and he that strengthened her in these times." This is then in verse 7. It says, "But out of the branches of her roots, and it shall stand up in his estate, which shall come with an army, and shall enter into the forests of the kingdom of the north, and shall deal against them, and it shall prevail. And they shall also carry captives into Egypt, their gods with their princes and prince and with their heirs, and with their previous vessels of silver and of gold, and shall continue more years than the king of the north." And it says, "So the king of the south shall come into his kingdom and shall return into his own land. But his sons shall be stirred up, and shall establish a model of great forces. And one shall certainly come and overflow and pass through. Then shall he return and be stirred up even to his fortress. And the king of the south shall be moved with her, and shall come forth and fight with him, even with the king of the north, and he shall set forth a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given unto his hand. And when he hath taken away the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and shall cast down many 10,000, but he shall not be strengthened by it. For the king of the north shall return, and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come over certain years with a great army and with much riches. And in these times these shall many stand up against the king of the south. Also the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they shall fall. So the king of the north shall come and cast up a mount and take the most fenced city, and the arms of the south shall not withstand, neither his chosen people, neither shall there be any strength to withstand. You know, it shows that both sides, the north and the south, finally kind of, if you want to call it, joined together. Yeah, I know it's kind of a little bit of a long reading, but I thought it made sense reading it all together. But it showed how the king from the south and the king from the north, and they kind of, and it looked like the military and different things, they all kind of went together. And then, of course, then it talked about the strength in the last chapter, the verse there in 15. It says there'll be any strength to withstand. You know, they were doing it to gain strength and be able to stand up. Verse in 16. In verse 16 it says, but he that cometh against him shall do according to his own will, and none shall stand before him. And he shall stand in the glorious land, which by his hand shall he assumed. And he shall also set his face to enter into the strength of his whole kingdom, and upright one with him, and shall he do. And he shall give him the daughter of women, and her, that he shall not stand on his side, neither to be for him. After this shall he turn his face unto the, and shall take many, but a prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease without his own reproach. He shall cause it to turn upon him. Then he shall turn his face toward the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall, and not be found. Then shall stand up in his own state, a riser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom, but within days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. And his estate shall stand up, if I appear person to whom he shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall be in peaceful and attain the kingdom by authority. I know we're doing a lot of reading here in the scriptures, but you know, it kind of shows what they did to join together. You know, and it does say in here also too, they kind of knew that they, like in verse 19, it talks about, it says, you know, they knew they could stumble, they could fall, and it could be not found. that you could be lost. And they knew that. But they also, too, in verse 20, it talks about, it says they stood up. It says, stood up in his state. You know, a riser of taxes in the glory of glory. You know, and then it talked about where they could be destroyed. In anger, nor in battle. Verse it talks about in 21, it talks about peace. You know, then talks about that also in 21. Talks about
God is showing us here how all these kingdoms become perfect. And then it shows us how God brought them down.
Mm-hmm.
Back down.
Yep. Yeah, it shows that kind of how they built it up, but also too, God showed them that he was still in control. In verse 22, it says, and with the arms of a flood shall they overflow from before him, and shall he be broken, yet also the prince of the covenant. In the other league, and after the league made with with him, he shall work, for he shall come up, and shall become stronger with a small people. You know, it's showing here, it could be small group. And you can be as strong as a big one. You know, but we just have to stand up. And then we have to work. In verse 24, and it says, he shall enter peacefully, even up on the fattest places of the covenant. And he shall do what that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers. It says, fathers, he shall gather among them the prey and spoil and riches, and yet he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds, even for a time. You know, like in this verse here, it talks about how, you know, the fattest areas, the biggest areas, they're all spread out. You know, it didn't matter. You know, it says it said, scatter among them the prey, the spoil, and the riches. You know, it didn't matter who they were. They put them all there together. They spread them out. Of course, then it says in his devices against the strongholds, even for a time. You know, it wasn't very long. You know, it was just for a time. But they did it to be able to get them strengthened up.
Some believe. South of him. And so when you see some of those sounds, that might include possibly even Egypt at a point in time.
Then you think about, like today, you know, talking about Egypt and different, how strong they are now. You know, they stood up and built up. In verse 25, and it says, he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with many great army, And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army. But he shall not stand, for they shall forecast devices against him. Yet they that feed of the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. And both of these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time approved. You know, there's, like I said, just in this verse here, it talks about the time. And, you know, and how it says approved. You know, these kings get together. You know, and they said there might be mischief. And they shall speak. You know, it says lies at one table. They're all one together. In verse 28, and it says, then shall he return into his land with great riches, and his heart shall be against the whole covenant, and he shall do for in return to his own land. And at the time, a point, he shall return and come toward the south, but it shall not be as a former or as the latter. You know, it gave us this in that verse right there, you know, the ones from the north went to the south. You know, they moved toward it. And it says in there, it says, but it shall not be as a former or as a latter. You know, it's telling us that it's not going to be. You know, it says, as of not, as the former. In verse 30, it says, for the ships shall come against him, therefore he shall be grieved in return and have against the holy covenant. So shall he do, he shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant. In arms shall stand on his part. And then they shall hold their strength and shall take away the daily sacrifice. And they shall place the run and maketh the strength. In such as we do wickedly against the covenant, shall we write by faith, fury, but the people, and do know their God shall be strong in virum. And we know that God is strong. But they know that now. You know, it says, but the people that do know their God shall be strong. In verse 33, and they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword, and by flame, by captive, and by spoil many days. You know, if you read this way, this verse here, you read, it says, fall by the sword. You know, there's probably going to be a lot of killing. And but it says, by the flame, by captive. You know, and it says it's going to happen for many days.
You think about what this would be like. It shows the authenticity of the Bible and the prophets being able to predict these things so many years ahead of time. If you take a map and start looking at these empires, you know, four or five empires, one comes after the other. Sometimes took hundreds of years for one empire to gain strength and capture all this, and then they'll That goes on for 100 or so years. And then maybe a group in the Middle East gets strong, the Muslims and things. So they come in and they take it this way. You realize what it would be like and what these people went through when you look at these things in history and what's happening now. There is something about peace and trying to get along in the world. Otherwise, people are going to suffer, the church suffers, the people of God suffer, the people of God suffer here. And it would, same thing would happen today if these governments get into wars and things. We've seen what World War I, World War II were like. And if the next one's going to be worse if there isn't a war.
That's true. That is true. And I think that kind of gives us a little bit, if you think about, like what Jimmy's talking about, war. You know, when two nations go against each other, there is a lot of, you know, killing and people that lose their lives. True. That's true. We'll try to go ahead and I'll try to get all the way down to the end of this chapter, and then when we do, we'll probably call it for today, but we'll see how far we get. In verse 34, It talks about, it says, how when they shall fall, they shall be hopping with a little help, but they shall cleave it to them with fury. And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge and to make them white, even the time to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. You know, he is telling us that there shall be some fall. And they shall, you know, with little help. You know. But they also, too, it says, they shall cleave to them with fury. And it says, understanding. And they were, of course, then it was time appointed. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god. And it shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and they shall prophesy until the measure he accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regain the gods of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor any god, for they shall magnify himself above all. But in this estate shall he honor the gods of forces, and a god whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver, and with precious stones and precious things. He do this in the most stronghold with a strange god, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory. And he shall cause them to rise over many, and shall divide the land for their gain. Of course, it says gain, in parentheses, I have for profit. Yeah. And it says in verse 40, it says, and at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. You know, they're talking about battle. You know, it's about like here in the United States. You know, if you talk about, you know, if we talk about, hey, up north, then we have down south. And we're always clashing. You know, I guess you can get into, if you want to, about the football game yesterday. You know, how us here in Ohio State, you know, we always say the people up north. Well, when we get up around that area, they say down south. They're talking about us. It's kind of about the same here. Talks about how they clashed and they went against each other.
And the Empire of the North beat the Empire of the South.
Yeah, that's true. And it's the fourth year in a row. But you know, that just shows the strength of the two, you know, where they battled. You know, and that's just example, like a little bit what I talked about right there. It was just an example of this here, the two going against each other. And they talk about how they pushed. And you know, they pushed at each other. Of course, then it talks about, you know, all the things that they put in here into the cycle to be able to use. They used chariots with horses, horsemen, and many ships. You know, they entered into many countries. And it says, over, and shall overflow and pass over. It means, you know, they sent everyone and everyone they could, even if it meant they overflowed the area. You know, the more they had, the more control they got. And they didn't want to pass it over. In 41, it says, and ye shall enter also into the glorious land in many countries, and shall be overflown, but they shall escape out of his hand, even in the king of the children of Ammon. And he shall strengthen forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. You know, shows the strength. They were working on strength, and they didn't care. You know, it says, like I said, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. You know, they're telling it, things ain't going to go away. Even Egypt's not going to escape out of this. And that's also for us. We're not going to escape either. In verse 43, and it says, and he shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and all over the precious things out of Egypt and their labyrinths, and shall be at his steps. You know, they're saying everyone's eventually going to come together. They're going to be all there at the steps, all put together. Then in 44, it says, but the tides out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy, in order to make many and take away many. Then it says, and he shall plant the tabernacle of his kingdom, queen the seas, in the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. You know, it talks about the strength. It talks about all the, you know, where they clashed. And it talks about how it didn't even matter if it was Egypt or not. And just like Daryl talked a little bit about already, he mentioned about Egypt. You know, you think about Egypt, what it is today. Think about what the United States, you know, all the strengths that we have. You know, this is kind of built from, if you want to call it, from here. And talked about how they clash and go against each other. We're going to go ahead and stop there. And then next week, we're going to get into chapter 12. And like I said, between now and maybe next week, we can kind of think about like what we want to study next. Because I know if we go and finish this, maybe I can go ahead and start what we decided here in a couple weeks or so from now. In our studies and all that, but I want to put it out there to where, you know, you guys can let us know what you guys want to do. You know, there might be a study you guys want to do on the book. We'll start next week with chapter 12 in verse 1. We'll start there next week, and more than likely, we'll probably finish it next week.